Good morning. Today, I would like to talk to you about my charity, ReBicycle. But before that, let me introduce someone. This is Leila Rahimi. She was so scared when she first moved to New Zealand that she struggled to leave the house and would spend days working up the courage to walk to the supermarket for basic supplies. After a few months of being quite down and unhappy, she was invited to join a local bike club. At this time, ReBicycle got involved and gave Leila a second-hand bicycle. Within weeks, her depression had begun to ease as she cycled. The bicycle totally changed her life, giving her hope and a true feeling of freedom. To date, ReBicycle has donated more than 200 bikes to those in need and is now expanding bike riding lessons as demand soars. With a bike, newcomers here can travel farther but for almost no cost. The 3 hours a day they used to spend walking to and from English language lessons has been reduced to just 1 hour. Our bike riding lessons are so successful that we are urgently looking for more volunteers. Learning to ride a bike is almost always more difficult for an adult, and this can take days and weeks rather than hours. So, if any of you have some free time during the weekend, please come join us at ReBicycle and make a difference in someone's life.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What did ReBicycle do to help Leila Rahimi? Question 20. What is ReBicycle doing to help those in need? Question 21. What do we learn from the passage about ReBicycle?